if you live with anybody, there's where the measure of your love for God will be most accurately revealed.
In Hebrews 10, we're told to promote love and good works. For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Drawing on her decades of personal study and the application of God's principles as a daughter, mother, wife, and missionary, Elizabeth reminds us that anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today on the subject of diligence. To be diligent means to be perseveringly attentive, steady, earnest, careful, industrious, painstaking. Am I diligent in my work? Well, we've often talked about how we as humans are to respond to God and how He reaches down to us in such deep love and such matchless grace. This reciprocal relationship we might call correspondence. Now, I don't mean letter writing, but an answering to one another in fitness, in character, in agreement. A match, in other words. A reciprocal relationship between a sinful woman or a sinful man and God can only come through His grace. And in His grace, He calls us to that correspondence, an answering. Doesn't it sort of amaze you? Doesn't it even sort of break your heart to think that our Heavenly Father is actually seeking for us to love Him and to worship Him? It can't actually be said, surely, that God needs anything. God is complete, totally self-sufficient. And yet He calls us. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. He wants us to love Him. He wants us to answer to Him in fitness, in our characters, in agreement. He actually uses the metaphor of marriage, Christ as the bridegroom, us, we, the bride. Is it a match? Will we walk together in agreement? Of course, you and I are far from matching Him, but He stoops to our weakness. He gives us strength. He asks for our prayers, for our worship, for our love. And one of the ways, only one of the ways, but one of the ways that we can correspond is by diligence. It's not the kind of word that gets thrown around very often at your breakfast table, I don't suppose, and people do look at you kind of funny when you use a word like diligence. But one of the ways in which we can get to know God is by, first of all, receiving His grace, choosing His will, and being diligent in the doing of it. Persevering, attentive, steady, earnest, careful, industrious. Now, I think that the first way in which I can love God diligently is described here in this first epistle of John, chapter 2, verses 3 to 6. It is only when we obey God's laws that we can be quite sure that we really know Him. The man who claims to know God but does not obey His laws is not only a liar, but lives in self-delusion. In practice, the more a man learns to obey God's laws, the more truly and fully does he express his love for Him. Obedience is the test of whether we really live in God or not. The life of a man who professes to be living in God must bear the stamp of Christ. And that's the end of the quotation. I imagine that some of you didn't know that those verses were in the Bible. It's such a wonderful passage. I just think I'll read it again. It's from 1 John 2, verses 3 to 6. It is only when we obey God's laws that we can be quite sure that we really know Him. The man who claims to know God but does not obey His laws is not only a liar but lives in self-delusion. In practice, the more a man learns to obey God's laws, the more truly and fully does he express his love for Him. Obedience is the test of whether we really live in God or not. The life of a man who professes to be living in God must bear the stamp of Christ. Do you know some people who bear the stamp of Christ? Well, you are blessed. Some of you perhaps don't know anybody like that, but they're around. I know lots of them. Loving Him means obedience. Obedience means loving others. Jesus says over and over again, love one another. Now, where do we start? Loving those un-get-along-withable neighbors down the street, that impossible boss in the office, that intractable teenager in the junior high school where you teach, that person that you have to live with is the place to start. Maybe you live all by yourself. Well, then I think you're excused. But if you live with anybody, a husband or children or a friend, there's where the measure of your love for God will be most accurately revealed. For me, loving my husband often means keeping my mouth shut. I'll let you in on what certainly is an open secret. I am very often tempted to make clever but nasty or cutting remarks. Far too often, I yield to the temptation. And I guess my husband is the most likely object of that sort of nastiness just because he's the one that has to live with me. Why should I even be tempted to respond that way to such a nice man? I have no excuses. I need God's help. Loving others is obedience to God. There are other times when I open my mouth to say the encouraging word or the word of comfort or cheer that he needs when he's frustrated. Frustrated, for example, in ordering books. We do have a time sometimes getting the right books to the right place at the right time. Not because my husband is lax, but because the publishers don't always get the order straight, or something happens to the UPS man, or there's confusion in the packing room or something. But my husband has many reasons for frustrations in the job he does, and he does a wonderful job for me of taking care of the telephone and ordering the books and sending out the mail orders and working out our travel arrangements and talking with my publishers and talking with people on the phone. And he just, well, he's got a full-time job there. And so I, in loving him, I who am his wife, ought to say more encouraging words, give him more comfort and cheer than I sometimes think of doing. Is there somebody that you have to live with who is hard to live with? The Bible says God is able to give you everything you need so that you may always have sufficient, both for yourselves and for giving away to other people. Now, the context of that verse is actually talking about money, but I like to think of that verse as speaking about grace also. Because if God is able to give us all the money we need, He is certainly able to give us all the grace that we need. And I pray that the Lord will give me enough grace, not only for myself, but also grace to give away to other people. I have a letter here from a 71-year-old listener who is diligent in loving God. I think you'll agree with me. She says, "My husband and I have been meeting with children 10 to 16 in numbers, and between the ages of 5 to 15 from single-parent homes. We meet every Wednesday evening for crafts, games, Bible lessons and singing, memorization and treats. Also, I have a Sunday school hour after donuts and hot chocolate to 6 to 8-year-old youngsters on Sundays. It's hard to believe how ignorant these children are about the Scriptures, having never been taught at home or taken to Sunday school. This little town of Sacred Heart, Minnesota, has a population of about 600. These children were just on the street and we started asking them to come. They want love and attention and are bored with life in general. Mothers have been married often but live with boyfriends. The children are smart on sex and find it hilarious to voice their opinions. I'm sick about it. A 15-year-old girl has already had sex as her mother encouraged it. Some do babysitting and are alone all night to entertain boyfriends. Well, this dear 71-year-old woman, her name is Mrs. Peter Oy, O-I-E. Thank you so much, Mrs. Oy. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right. But I think of that as a very practical, down-to-earth example of what it means to love God with diligence. May God help us to seek to know what He's saying to us, to receive the grace that He is offering to us. And what a grace it is when He offers a work such as is described in this lady's letter. And then may God give us the grace to respond to that grace. May we will to do His will. Ask God today to show you how He wants you to love Him.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliot. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.